Hello, welcome to episode 40 of the Level 3 Podcast, the official podcast for Level 3, Channel 31's gaming show. I'm Young Jamie, and if you notice my voice is sounding really different, it's because I'm actually recording out in the open today. Joining me this week is not Jason, because he actually can't make it this week due to him not feeling very well, so we brought in Format Electrics to help us out. How you doing, man?
Woo, I'm doing good, and I am feeling good, unlike some people.
Ah, it's a bit unfortunate. So we've got a lot of news to get through this week, so what we'll do is we'll get into our What You Been Playing. So, Electrics, what have you been playing, man?
What have been playing? Well, recently I played and finished and reviewed Halo Wars.
Nice.
I gave it an 8. I thought it was quite good, but the campaign goes a lot, not long enough. That's what I'm trying to get.
How long does it go for, exactly?
It probably took me about 5 to 6 hours. I wasn't exactly counting, but from a guess, that's how long I think it was.
Oh, that's a bit unfortunate. You're not much of an RTS fan, are you?
No, not really. The last RTS that I played was Age of Empires 2.
Which was
probably about 10 years ago or something.
It is actually a 10-year-old game, but it's actually kind of coincidental since this is Ensemble Studios' last game, and, well, they kind of made Age of Empires 2.
Yeah, I've come full circle.
So anything else you want to talk about Halo Wars? Is there anything specific you want to bring up, or just anything you liked, anything you didn't really, anything else you liked, anything else you didn't like? What else?
Well, I don't know exactly what they're going to do with it, but I think it is something that screams downloadable content. It is something they need to roll out for it to keep it going. The multiplayer is really good. It's just that because of the limits of the Xbox 360 and only having two sides to choose from and other things like that, it may limit the amount of time you want to play that game.
Mm. Yeah, how are the controls out of curiosity? Because this is like the big deal about the game, apparently, because it's supposedly built from the ground up to work for a console, specifically the 360. How does it transfer compared to, well, we'll go with Age of Empires again.
Well, it does control very good, but at first you might not think so. It's just that it controls different. That's all, and you got to think about selecting all units and all things like that.
Oh, we just completely lost you for a second, man. Sorry about that. So, anything else? So, any other thing you want to talk about Halo? Yeah, sorry about that. Anything else you want to talk about with Halo Wars very quickly, or do you want to move on?
Yeah, let's move on.
Let's move on. Well, what else have you been playing?
Well, of course, there's been the usual Rock Band and Guitar Hero, and I don't need to talk about that again, except that I should be expecting Rock Band 2 in the mail soon.
Awesome, I can't wait to hear your thoughts on it.
Yeah. This morning I played some Peggle, and that was the first time I actually ever played Peggle, but IGN's hype completely sold me without even looking at a screenshot or reading a review.
Well, you didn't buy into the whole Garnet-less stupid point about, oh, there's no physics in Peggle, because he's a fucking moron.
Some of the things he says are just complete nonsense.
That's one reason. But anyway, so back to Peggle. I mean, what do you really dig about Peggle?
I'm not quite sure yet. I've played it for about half an hour this morning. It's just something that I can, it's a casual game that you can love.
That's
I guess it has the depth without even trying, kind of thing.
Oh, okay. So do you see yourself playing more of it, or?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, fair enough. Let's move on. Anything else?
After Halo Wars, I kind of went off it for a while, so I crawled back to something that I bought a long time ago. In fact, I bought it on day one. Played it for about 8 hours and then put it away, never to play again until now. Fallout 3.
Now, why did you put it away for 8 hours? Or why did you put it away after 8 hours? I mean, were you bored with it? Did you think it was something missing about it? What were you missing? What did you find interesting about it?
Well, it was two things. First of all, at the time, Fable 2 just came out at the same time. Mm-hmm. Whether it was a week before, a week after, I can't remember. But when I bought that,
it just felt
like an assumption.
Ah, so basically you just...
Because of Fallout 3's open world, it was... Because you're in the wasteland, it's all, like, crappy and glum and, a sad place. But when you go to Fable 2, the light bloom is punching you in the face and everything looks pretty and you got your dog and all that.
So, alright, so what brought you back to Fallout exactly, though? You were just bored and said, you know what, I haven't played it in a while and I wanted to bring it back up. So, aside from that, have you actually been digging it?
Yeah, I've been definitely digging it. I played it all the way up to the end, up until the last level, and I've stopped on the last level.
Very smart.
Now I'm just wandering around in the wasteland and discovering things, doing side missions and all that. I'm going to hang on.
Yet?
No, not yet. I will do that eventually, but I just don't feel the need to anymore. Plus, I don't have enough points anymore because of Faggle.
Fair enough, fair enough. Anything else, or should I start my very quick watch me plan?
I think that is it. Yeah.
Awesome. Very quickly, I've also been playing Rock Band and Guitar Hero World Tour. Fun stuff. I've also been playing Chrono Trigger DS. I'm loving it, and I'm actually, weirdly enough, I'm on the exact same point I was when I actually stopped playing the game seriously for maybe about a few years ago. So, fucking Magus is a bitch. I hate him, and I want him to die. Except I can't kill him because he's a cheap little bastard. Next on, let's move on to some demos. I've been playing Wanted Weapons of Fate and WWE Legends of WrestleMania. Both are very, very good.
Okay.
Yeah,
How exactly did you think of Legends of WrestleMania?
Oh, I'll start with that.
Compared to the SmackDown series specifically?
Well, it feels a lot like a SmackDown game. It has all the, like, you've played SmackDown, so you know what I'm talking about when I say this. Like, they've got all these statistics when you go into a loading screen, like, you know, how many times you've used, say, The Rock, how many matches you've won with him, preferred matches, that kind of thing, right?
Yep.
It's got a lot of the same commentary as SmackDown vs. Raw 09, which is kind of disappointing, but at the same time kind of understandable.
I heard that you can, if you have a SmackDown vs. Raw 09 game save, you can transfer your characters from SmackDown vs. Raw into Legends of WrestleMania.
You can, which is very cool, but I've got the demo, so I can't really do that.
Do you plan on doing the full thing, or just sticking with the demo and moving on?
I don't know. I'm actually, maybe when it's a little cheaper, but the gameplay is actually really kind of simple. It's good to see that they've actually simplified it. So that's, you know, it's actually the four face buttons on either the PS3 or 360 controller. It's not like all the buttons on, again, a six axis or a 360 controller, which is kind of neat. But at the same time, you kind of wish you had more depth because some of the controls they make are stupid. Because I'm more used to SmackDown versus Raw, that, you know, it's actually a little bit easier to run and pick up stuff, that kind of thing, or Irish whip someone. Here it's a little bit difficult, it takes a little bit of getting used to. It's also lots more quick time events then, which is kind of annoying.
Cool. You mash the button, and he does the leg drop.
No, you more like, you know, he's running up to someone, there's a button in the center of the screen, when it pops up, you press it, and then you do a move. Like, one of the moves is the stunt. That's how you pull off finishes in this game. You actually have to complete a series of quick time events. So, if you're playing a Stone Cold, if you mess up once, you actually get to, like, the Lou Fez press. You know what I mean by that, right?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm way into the rest.
I know. I'm just explaining. But as well as that, if you actually complete the motion in full, you actually get the Stone Cold Stunner, which is
yeah,
kind of cool.
Stunner. Stone Cold! Stone Cold!
Unfortunately,
Stone Cold!
Unfortunately, JR doesn't do that in this game, which is unfortunate. But the one thing that's really cool is actually the modes they're present. I mean, they've only got one match present in the demo, which is one of the which is actually called Recreate Mode, where essentially you're given a series of objectives, like, you know, complete, like, oh, Lord, we lost, hang on one second. We completely lost Electrics, which is unfortunate. You there, mate?
No, I lost you.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I'm back.
So basically, the recreate mode.
Where am I?
You know what? Yeah, recreate mode in the game, which is one of the new modes they present in Legends of WrestleMania. It's really cool because essentially you recreate a WrestleMania match. So in this case, you're given The Rock versus Stone Cold Steve Austin WWE title match, WWF title match, I should say, really, from WrestleMania 15. I mean, what's cool is that you're given a little video sort of talking about the feud and actually showing some of the highlights from the match. You essentially then have to go ahead and recreate that match in full. And he doesn't care, which
All
is
right.
amazing.
Is this a part of the story kind of thing?
It's part of the story.
That?
Yeah, basically, you know, like part of like some of the elements in the match they show you is that you have to win. You have to give The Rock a Stone Cold Stunner, throw him into the WrestleMania logo, break the Spanish announcer's table. You essentially have to do all that in this match.
Okay.
Which is really kind
it
of.
It sounds like fun.
Exactly.
I also heard that you have other things you can do. I'm not sure if it's in the demo, but you can. They have videos and stuff of things from back in the day, and then
they
you
do.
Reenact them.
That's what I was talking about. That's recreate mode.
Yeah, well, sorry about that. you
that's
watched
okay.
that out mid sentence.
That's okay, man. Other than that, it's kind of cool. Wanted is actually really, really fun. It's essentially Gears of War, which is kind of cool. Actually, the curved bullet stuff in the is actually present in the game. It actually is really useful because you can use it to kill people or draw people out of cover. Like, you use it to curve a bullet, you shoot someone, they might lose their cover, so you can either run up and knife the fucker, or you can just, you know, shoot them, which is kind of cool.
Do you think it's benefited from not being released in time with the film and all of that?
Yeah, I think it does, because I hated the film. I thought it was stupid, and what's kind of cool is that you barely play as the main character from Wanted, the Wesley character from Wanted, which is cool, because I hated him. He was stupid. He was a bitch, really.
The shield's naked. The shield's naked.
Wesley is a dude. I don't know what movie you were watching.
No, the other chick. Angelina.
I guess it was kind of cool. So we'll move on from that. Wanted is
actually cool. Feels wicked cool.
Yeah, Wanted is really cool.
Before we move on from Wanted, I'll have all the PS3 owners know out there that are interested that Wanted actually looks better on the PS3 than it does on the 360.
And yet it doesn't look very good at all. it looks alright, though. The gameplay is fantastic, which is awesome. Let's move on to my next game, which is something that none of us, that only I've played, which is awesome, called Tekken 6 Bloodline Rebellion. Yay.
Yay.
Well, it's really kind of cool because it's an update to Tekken 6. It actually came out in December of last year in Japan, because I started uni this week, that I actually went into the arcade near the uni and I started playing it there, which is kind of cool. So, props to this arcade for getting in within about 5 months of it being released in Japan.
Yeah.
For the most part, it feels exactly like Tekken. I mean, there are a couple of new items, new balance tweaks and whatnot. The one thing I really noticed in comparison to regular Tekken 6 is that there's either a ton of motion blur on the characters, or the game looks fucking insane with the way they've animated it.
Is the motion blur, is it too much, or does it look really good?
It looks stupidly fluid. I don't know if that's motion blur or Namco have just gone all that, because when I was playing the original Tekken 6, I didn't notice it being that good.
Yeah. I'm quite a fanboy of motion. I think sometimes it can be overdone in places, but it's something that's really kind of stepped in this generation in games.
Mm. It looks stunning. I mean, this is something you'd have to go down to an arcade and actually get a proper glimpse of. As well as that, I've actually noticed that there's one thing that really bugs me is that the way you actually equip items, like, you know, customization items. So you buy an item, okay, you want to see how, you can't even see how it looks. You actually have to go into a match and see how it looks first, so, which is kind of dumb and annoying.
Oh, that sucks. Well, a good thing that the internet to help settle all that.
Exactly, but I didn't have the internet at the time, so we'll move on. I mean, this is the version that we'll be getting when Tekken 6 gets released on the PS3 and 360 this year, so I can't wait.
Neither can I.
You can wait. You hate Tekken. You hate fighting games.
Oh, no. You lie.
Don't bullshit with me, Electrix. I know who you are. Alright, and lastly, I've been playing this was something I picked up yesterday, Warhammer 40,000 Dawn of War 2, which is the latest PC RTS from Relic and THQ.
Goody. Tell me more.
Okay, first off, it is very, very, very good. I love it. The big difference...
Yeah, my friend was actually playing the original Dawn of War, which I found quite a coincidence. He wasn't aware of the number 2 coming out, and I just happened to tell him, and he's like, he just said, woo, and then I don't know if he'll buy it.
Fair enough. You should probably pick it up because it's actually... I mean, the campaign... I'll talk about the campaign specifically because I haven't touched the online stuff yet. Well, the multiplayer anyway. The campaign is ridiculously different from any other RTS that most people are familiar with. You know why?
Probably because of the way you control the units and stuff.
There's that, and there's no base building or resource management at all.
Is that a good thing?
That is a very good thing. I mean, it's good to some people, bad to most people, but it's just completely different. It's actually kind of refreshing for me because... I love RTSs at the same time, you know, it's kind of annoying to sort of, you know, to do all the micromanaging stuff with the units and both your units and your base, but it's cool. It's just general strategy stuff. It looks brutal. It's just really fun to play. The one thing that really sucks is the boss battles. There are actually boss battles in this game.
Boss battles?
Yeah, basically they suck. It's just, you know, like, it's just traditional stuff, like, you know, they'll project something where you have to move your units away when, you know, they throw grenades or something like that. When your units, you know, when there's a sort of a bomb that's going off on the screen, you have a few seconds to move away before they attack you. It's just dumb stuff. It's the only thing that really kills an otherwise fantastic game.
Do you think you can contribute the change in gameplay and all that to the surge in casual gaming? Do you think that's influenced how this game was developed?
Perhaps, and then there's all the stuff they've added in from Company of Heroes at Relic's other fantastic RTS, such as, you know, all the tactics and all the retreating and stuff like that, which definitely makes it for a much better game. And as well as that, it also is my first experience with the GFW live service, so that's how I kind of got Electrix onto this podcast, thanks to Microsoft and their live service.
Very thanks to Microsoft. Oh, isn't that live service fantastic?
Yeah,
there's nothing that comes close to it, isn't there, Duff?
Except when you can't even show the fucking icon for the achievements.
Oh, boo-hoo. At
Eh.
least we had achievements a long time ago,
Doesn't
before
bother me.
someone ripped them off.
It's really just amazing because I've actually earned achievements from all three sort of major, what you would say, services. I've got plenty of Steam achievements. I've got maybe about 100 something gamer score now, and I've got about 200 something trophies. So it's kind of cool.
Welcome to the Gamer School Club, Darth. Doesn't it feel great?
I know. At least I'm not achievement whoring like many people. So I
Now
guess.
you're a man.
Oh, I was always a man. Anyway, let's move on to what you wish you've been playing. So, Electrics, what are you wishing you've been playing, man?
Ooh, well, I do wish Joel's playing.
Oh, sorry, Electric, could you repeat that for a second?
Not gonna say.
Sorry, could you repeat that, dude?
You hear me?
No, we just completely lost you for a second. What game would you wish you were playing?
Rock Band 2.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Yeah, for obvious
Yeah, the
reasons.
website I bought it from, they ran out of copies, so I've got to wait 5 to 7 days before they send out the new batch.
Now, you bought it from CDWOW, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, cool.
For 86 something dollars, somewhat.
Jesus, I mean that's probably better than what you can get, the original Rock Band 4, Rock Band in like, in any shop now, which is amazing.
Yeah, probably.
Indeed.
So I was actually thinking about dropping. I was thinking about returning my Rock Band disc, but I'm going to keep it just in case I accidentally delete some the old content and all that, because I got the export key and I export all the music,
Good
except for
job.
those three,
That's
four,
fair.
whatever they are.
Yeah, it's four songs. Actually, funnily enough, I can actually name them all, which is weirdly enough.
Yeah, well, the only one worth naming is Enter Sandman.
Number what? What about Run to the Hills?
Ooh, Run to the Hills. Yeah, well, it's too hard for me to play at the moment anyway, on
Pussy.
hard. Yeah, it's actually one of the tracks on drums that are keeping me from progressing in the story in the
Solo mode.
thingy, yeah.
All right. I wish I was playing Command & Conquer: Red Alert 3 for the PS3 because it's meant to be better than both the PC and 360 versions. And there's a demo coming which I will download and I will really enjoy.
Is it true that it's going to have exclusive? Because I remember reading something about that.
It's gonna have exclusive. I mean, the exclusive content I think they're referring to is stuff that came in the.
Parole.
Oh, sorry about that. All the exclusive content I think they're referring to is stuff that came in from the came in with the P of the. Collector's edition for the PC game.
And they're including it on the PS3.
That's correct.
Are they calling it the collector's edition, or is it
Ultimate
just going to
Edition.
be a
They're calling it the Ultimate
ultimate?
Edition.
That sounds fantastic.
Indeed, it's awesome. So let's move on to the news. So the Hollywood Reporter is reporting that. Time for some news. Oh God. Anyway, the Hollywood Reporter is reporting that screenwriters Jeremy Passmore and Andre Fabrizio, have a trio of upcoming projects. Aside from a remake of Chuck Norris's Missing in Action, a direct-to-DVD film co-produced by the WWE, they'll also be penning the screenplay to an
Yeah.
adaptation of Midway's Stranglehold, which, if you're not familiar, was a video game sequel to John Woo's 1992 classic movie Hard Boiled. That'd be kind of neat.
Yeah, probably. As long as they forget about the game and just think about the actual movie on its as it stands on time.
I wonder who they get to either, film it and star in it because Chow Yun-fat is like old now, and I don't think John Woo would actually be interested in this anymore since he, I don't know, just doesn't seem to be interested in this kind of stuff anymore.
Yeah. Well, didn't he? Well, he said he was quitting or something, wasn't he?
I don't recall. I haven't
That
followed
was
him.
a while ago. I don't know whether he followed through on that.
Fair enough, but I guess hopefully if they're gonna do it, please, if you're gonna go ahead with it, please make the whole film in Mandarin because only English voice acting is terrible. Seriously, Stranglehold was something you
Yeah.
absolutely needed Mandarin voice acting for, would have made the game much better. Next news. While MTV's multiplayer blog is reporting that Resident Evil 5 cinematic director Jim So Sanzeiro, sorry, isn't which is an awesome name by the way, is in talks of Capcom to direct an upcoming film based on one of their franchises. So there's no franchise name just as yet, but he is experienced. I mean, he's directed various other stuff as well as cinematics to RE5, and having directed a film produced by Wes Craven, who was the direct who you should know if you like horror movies and various commercials. Nothing to add, Electrics? Nothing?
Every single day, stress comes in every way. I ain't got no time for nobody. My style is rich, dope, fat, and witch. We'll make a cake today that looks rich. Crack, crack, crack the egg into the bowl. Crack, crack, crack the egg into the bowl. M-I-X the flour into the bowl. M-I-X the flour. yes means you gotta try. I'm doing this for years, but don't ask me why.
And we're back, folks. Yeah, sorry about that unexpected break. It's just my internet. We've been having a lot of really weird internet connection issues. So, for the time being, we'll just blame Jason for them. So, I guess, so basically, the story I was mentioning to you before, Electric, is that the director of RE5 Cinematics, Jim Sonzer, is actually in talks with Capcom to direct an upcoming film based on one of their franchises. So, what would you say about this?
Is this really a big deal? I've already gone, there's already plenty of RE movies.
Well, here's the thing, they don't exactly mention a Resident Evil movie, it's one of Capcom's franchises, so it could be something like, you know, Street Fighter, Mega Man, Onimusha, Devil May Cry, many more.
Oh, alright, so maybe we'll get a Bionic Commando film.
That would actually be pretty rad.
With John Cena as the dude.
You want me to kill you, don't you? Yeah. I really don't like that movie 12
Rounds. You can't kill me because you can't see me.
But the thing is, it's John Cena. He's the most... No matter what, he always gets the upper hand and everything. Like,
The upper five knuckles on him? Yeah.
God damn you, Alexis, you and your puns.
Yeah. I'm very punny.
I should ban you for saying that. But in all seriousness, this is still pretty cool. This is a dude who has some experience, so I guess that's kind of cool. But the one thing I'm really interested in is that why don't they make him work on the Resident Evil movie? I mean, it's not like they're making a fourth Resident Evil movie. I have no idea if they're going to continue the same track with the other three Resident Evil movies where they, kind of avoid the games as much as possible, which is not a good thing.
Well, if they're profiting from those other films, you know, regardless of whether they're critically popular, if they're making money off them,
Here's the thing, they're not critically popular, they're dumb. I mean, I caught like maybe the last half hour of Extinction. I was raging like crazy because the main character is obviously not, you know, one of the main characters in the games, and she's doing fucking kung fu moves to defeat enemies, and then she basically has like psychic powers at the end. Oh, spoiler!
Oh man, you wrecked it for me.
It's Resident Evil Extinction. It's a
why'd you do that? You're a douche.
I am not a douche. But let's move on. Now, have you tried downloading the demo, or the trial, or even the full game of Watchmen, The End is Nigh?
No, I didn't. I intended to, and I had it on my queue. Then I saw a review for it, and also saw the file size for it, so I cancelled it.
So, yeah, you might have been wondering, okay, well, what's weird about it? It's a 1.2 gig download.
Yeah, which is very odd for an arcade game.
Which is not at all for a PC or a PSN game.
No, it's not.
Exactly. So you might be want. So basically, yeah, it's basically three times over the 350 meg limit. Well, over three times. In an interview with Ars Technica, a Microsoft representative noted that they enforce the rule only, well, parts of the time. Specifically, equally important is offering titles with superior gameplay. We weigh both considerations on a case-by-case basis, and we'll make exceptions when it looks to make when it makes sense to ensure the best customer experience. Now, this is also noting that this is again in the story that the Watchmen game was kind of a big deal, seeing as it was a really big movie tie-in game, and it actually looked pretty good for a downloadable game.
Yeah.
But I'm still not going to buy it because it's $20 and apparently it looks boring.
Yeah, apparently it is boring, and, if you want more, that's only episode one or whatever, so you got to get more. It's going to keep coming at you.
And it's $20, which is kind of expensive. Actually, it's $24-$25 on the PSN, so...
Yeah, on Xbox Live, I think it's $26.40 to be exact.
Oh, Jesus, you guys are getting shafted.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I'm not. But someone out there is.
Exactly. So, yeah, the next news. The latest issue of Famitsu has revealed two new brand new high-profile games. The first is from Capcom, a sequel to Resident Evil Umbrella Chronicles known as Dark Side Chronicles. Not much else is known except it will feature segments based around Resident Evil 2, which were actually not present in the original game, unless you want to kind of count Resident Evil 3, but that's beside the point.
So are they going to directly pull anything from that game, or what?
What we know, they've shown shots of, you know, Leon and Claire actually, you know, in cutscenes and whatnot, so I think it's in that regard, it's kind of similar to what Capcom was doing with Resident Evil Umbrella Chronicles, where they were showing off characters from Resident Evil 0 or Resident Evil 3, that kind of thing.
Yeah, they're probably going to pull the graphics from back then as well.
Oh, God. But the thing is everyone is really, really pissed about this. Like, because Capcom was saying, you know, oh, we're definitely going to be announcing something that something, you know, at the RFI launch party, which is probably going to be happening, like as we speak about now. And they said specifically noted it's going to be a Wii game. So everyone was thinking, oh, it could be, you know, a Resident Evil 2 remake or a remake of Code Veronica. And we get this, and every single Resident Evil fan is raging like crazy.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
you shouldn't get hopes up with a Wii game.
I know, I mean, I posted the same story on Aussie Nintendo, and most of the comments were just basically people just were really pissed about it. And what's worse is that it's actually not being developed by Capcom. It's being outsourced to a developer that is Caviar, who actually doesn't have a stellar track record for these kind of... doesn't have a stellar track record at all, really.
Do they have any track record at all?
I think they developed they probably do. I kind of should have looked it up first. I think they developed the 360 title Bullet Witch, which was not that well received. Let me just boot up my very reliable my very reliable resource, otherwise known as Wikipedia, and we will find out what Caviar has worked on. Because maybe you might be able to help me with this. Let's see.
I'll just sit back and wait for you. Do all the looking up.
Until then, you can sing for us.
Alright.
No, wait, stop singing. Alright, it's done. Okay. God damn it, Electrics, we're done!
Alright.
Alright, so basically these dudes developed... they've actually developed one good game at least.
And what was that?
Dragon Ball Z Super Sonic Warriors for the Game Boy Advance. That game was awesome.
Woo!
And they developed the sequel, and they did develop Bullet Witch. And, they also developed Resident Evil Umbrella Chronicles, so suck it.
Oh, okay. I played a bit of Umbrella Chronicles. I didn't really dig it. It was just, nothing really special. It just felt generic when I was playing it.
You a fan of light gun shooters? Light gun games, I should say, really?
The last one I played was House of Dead 2 on the Dreamcast, and before then,
dude! Oh my god, man! Go do Overkill. Go play Overkill. Apparently, it's meant to be really good.
Yeah, I was anticipating buying it, and then I got my Xbox back, so I didn't have to lower my standards anymore.
But Electrics will kill you if you don't buy it. Oh, sorry, Electrics. Fools will kill you. Shit! No. Electrics can't kill Electrics. That's a time paradox.
I'm gonna hold my breath.
Alright, getting back on topic. The other news is that, as well as this, the magazine also confirms that Nintendo are working on a fourth Professor Layton game, known as Professor Layton and the Demon God's Flute. It'll be a precursor to Professor Layton and the Curious Village, and will be the start of a new trilogy, which actually takes place 3 years before Curious Village, I should actually mention, really. So yeah, that's cool.
Cool. So this is the first in a new trilogy.
Yeah, you've played Professor Layton, haven't you?
No, I haven't, but only because I don't have a DS. If I did, I would definitely be playing it, because I am interested in that.
It's really good. Really hard, at times just completely tedious and annoying, but otherwise really good.
Yeah.
But the one thing that's really shocking is that, this is essentially the fourth game, and the fourth Professor Layton game that Nintendo and Level 5 are working on.
That's your affiliate, Level 5.
Yes, I am. Yes, we affiliate with a totally fucking awesome Japanese studio. as well as that, the one thing I find shocking is that despite, you know, there being four Professor Layton games, four in the making, why haven't we seen the sequel yet?
Maybe they're holding back on the matchstick technology powered by Unreal 3.
Oh-ho! Oh, but this is just stunning because I don't know if the game did well enough, but this is something that you want to get the sequel to. It's really sad that we haven't got the sequel to Professor Layton. I mean, I can understand stuff like, you know, Mother 3 because Nintendo Nintendo of America hate the Mother series, sorry, but come on, really, come on, this is something that's universal, it can be appreciated by everyone, so it's kind of really.
Maybe they just need more sales. You know, I've never played it, but I would highly recommend anyone with a DS at least play it.
You haven't played it, and you don't know the DS yet. You're willing to recommend anybody with a DS and the means to buy Professor Layton and the Curious Village to actually go out and buy it.
Yeah, I mean that's how I handle my reviews. I just look at the box. That's how it goes down.
Oh, you! I can't wait for your review of Street Fighter 4 though. Don't play because it sucks.
Spoiler.
All right, next news. Disney and BlackRock Studios have revealed the next project, a racing game that is split slash second. It's best described as a mix between Death Race and Burnout, which is awesome.
Burnout is good.
Burnout is very good.
Death Race is not, if we're talking about the film.
Oh, but I don't think they mean the film, but just, you know, the kind of idea of, you know, killing people, going nuts.
A Death Race.
All right. We'll get to Electric Street Reviews in a second. So players take part in a faux reality TV show where they're all about destruction, with the goal being that the season's champion at the end, with the overall goal to become the season champion at the end of the show, at the end of the, we'll say the show. As well as being able to knock opponents off the track, you'll be able to trigger explosions that will drastically alter the current race, which is really good. That's a really good. That sounds pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, well, it does. It's about time we got something original going, and we need some competition for those Need for Speed games.
I mean, totally. I mean, BlackRock and Disney, you know, they worked on Pure, and Pure is actually, from all reports, meant to be really, really good. So, it's hoping that the magic kind of, you know, continues on.
Yeah, good luck, Tom.
Exactly. And, if we had Jason on here, because he really dug Pure, so he could be like, this is awesome. I cannot wait for it. I love my Xbox. I hate the PlayStation. Yeah.
Well, the reason why he's not here is because he's heavily enjoying and reviewing Grand Theft Auto for the Lost and Damned, right?
Spoiler, it sucks.
Anti-spoiler, he's lying.
You shut the fuck up! Alright. And the last bit of news for this week is that IGN have found that Activision have filed a new patent with the US Patent and Trademark Office for, wait for it, Sing Hero.
Yeah!
Now, there's no way to actually what it is, or if it's just Activision filing the patent to ensure that no one else makes a game like that. But if it is a game, well, God help us, because this is just dumb. But and then again, with Activision reportedly making an individual Guitar Hero game and a band game this year, anything can really go, I'd say.
Yeah, that wasn't the only patent they filed before. I read something the other day about Spore Hero or some crap. I had no idea what that was, but
wait,
it was
EA,
fun.
Wait, was that an EA one?
Yeah, it was something.
Oh, that was just EA, for like an RPG. That kind of makes sense then. But at the same time...
Yeah.
At the same time, okay, this is just dumb. I mean, you've got two awesome competitors, like, with SingStar and Lips. I mean, they're great. I mean, for all intents and purposes, they're fantastic games. I haven't played Lips. I would really like to, but from what I understand, it's actually a very competent game. Ditto SingStar. But at the same time...
Yeah, and the support for Lips is good, too. I noticed DLC rolling out for that every week.
And ditto SingStar. I mean, granted, it's every couple of weeks, but at the same time, you've got, like, 500 songs to download on the SingStore, so that's awesome.
Yeah, and a method for getting back your songs from the other games, right?
Well, kind of playing the PS2 SingStar games, but that's about the point. But
yeah,
at the same time, why would you want... I mean, is this really necessary?
Yeah, I don't think it's necessary, but, who knows? Maybe they just want to stick with the reliable Hero franchise because they have to go for more reliable things in these economic times.
I know, but at the same time, I don't want to have to play a singing game with the Guitar Hero singing engine because the Guitar Hero singing engine is shit.
Yeah, is it? Well, what's the difference between the competition?
The way it picks stuff up, it's just really kind of punishing. Like, if you get a multiplayer going, if you miss out on maybe a little bit of it, it actually cancels out, which is kind of dumb.
Oh, maybe at the end of Sing Hero, when the credits roll, they're gonna have Dragon Force.
Judas Priest. Judas Priest is gonna be stupidly hard. That could be like the end song.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go look up Judas Priest in Rock Band. Like, I think I don't know what the song is. I think it's Painkiller. That's right. Go look up Painkiller in Rock Band 2. Be prepared to be stunned.
You'll be stunned and shocked.
And don't notice if you look up, if you see bricks forming at near your pants. So. As well as that, that's really it for this week's podcast. Except, I want to add in one thing. I pick up the story from Kotaku, and I usually hate Kotaku commenters because they're a bunch of fucking morons. But this one.
Oh, they're so intelligent.
Oh, aren't they? But this one I found here. This is absolutely fantastic. I have to quote this one here. I don't know what the dude's name is, so fuck him. But what do you think the next game will be then? Personally, I'm rooting for An Hero.
I'd
Okay, that is a good line. That is a very good line. That made me laugh. Sorry, you were saying?
I don't know, I forgot.
I have that effect on people. So yeah, that's it for this week's podcast. Really? So what's coming up on level 3? Stuff and nonsense, I should say. Well, yeah. Well, as Electric's kind of alluded to before, Jason is kind of looking at reviewing Grand Theft Auto for Grand Theft Auto 4, the Lost and the Damned expansion pack, which should be...
Hell yeah. 11.0.
It can't be 11.0 because it's not a Guitar Hero game. It's true. I have no idea what Jamie's doing. I have no idea what anybody else is doing except, yeah.
What are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm going to yell at you some more.
Woo!
Now, I'm hoping to maybe, you know, get some more special guests on the podcast. I mean, that'd be kind of cool. I'm also trying to... maybe get some more podcast art going because no one else has put their hands up saying, "Oh, I'll do it, I'll be awesome." But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's basically more stuff and nonsense for the podcast. But now I want to go into...
Do you have any more news about your secret sponsor or whatever it is?
I cannot confirm or deny we are being picked up by somebody.
Okay.
But I will just say that if the people we're talking to, I'll say this again if you kind of know what I'm talking about. Basically, we're kind of in talks with some people in order to, you know, showcase the show. If the people we talk to are interested in the show does get picked up by these people, I'm not going to say who, because that's not very nice, but if what does happen goes ahead, I think a lot of people will be very, very happy. Very happy.
Fantastic.
Exactly.
And, level 3, stepping up.
Exactly. And before we close up, I want to go into a bit of a rant here, because I like ranting, and I think, Electric, if you've got a rant to follow up with this, I'd also appreciate it. So, Activision were running this promotion before our New Year's Eve last year. If you picked up Guitar Hero World Tour and the Guitar Bundle, or I think you could have... if you picked up Guitar Hero World Tour and a new guitar, and if you registered your game ID, I think your serial number for both the guitar and the game, they would allow you to pick 5 free songs that you can download for free, which is awesome. 5 songs, granted, were, you know, out of 10, but who's complaining? And it was only for the PS3 and the 360 versions, which is kind of disappointing.
Oh, yeah, it gets worse.
It gets worse. So Activision was saying, okay, after New Year's Eve, we'd be giving out the codes in about 4 to 6 weeks. Didn't happen. So about 10 weeks later, this week, I should say, really, I got my codes. Which is awesome. I should be dancing, you know. I should be, you know, lifting up and having the Zelda, you know, da-da-da-da-da music playing. But that's not the point.
The code spinning around in midair in your palm.
And having awesome music playing. And so, yeah, I turn around from my computer. I turn on my PS3, sign into PSN, because it's so awesome. Go into my account management, type in the codes, and they don't work. Yeah. And you might be wondering, okay, well, why don't they work? Well, apparently, they sent out 2 emails, Activision. First email was with the codes. Second email was because they fucked up and actually sent off the same codes to most people who signed up, I should say, really. So they fixed that problem up, which is good. So everyone can get their own unique code. They can get the songs, which is good, right?
Absolutely.
Excuse me. Well, that's not my problem. So it turns out that I actually got this really weird error code. So I look it up. Apparently, I get linked to the Rock Band forums. And it turns out, after looking this up for a little bit, it turns out that the codes will only work with North American PSN accounts. Yeah. Now, you might be wondering, oh, maybe it's just PS owners that got screwed. Well, it turns out that everyone else, only European PSN owners got screwed, you know. North American PSN owners were fine. 360 owners in general were fine, which is to be expected. But it's just stunning that, you know, a large company like Activision, okay, you could be thinking, how could they fuck up in such a big regard like that? It's just astounding.
Yeah, it was a big boo-boo. With the 360 version, there weren't any problems with the region coding and all of that, but there were problems with the duplicate codes, like you mentioned earlier. So.
Exactly. And then you might be
you're getting stuffed.
Exactly. But then you might be wondering, oh, wait a second, why don't you just create your own North American PSN account and get the codes that way? Well, that's fair enough. That's a logical strategy. Except for one little problem. You know what that problem is?
What is that?
What is it? all downloadable content on the PlayStation Store is region locked.
Oh.
So if I were to download these North American songs for Guitar Hero, they wouldn't work with my European version of Guitar Hero World Tour.
And you think they would have made this all region-free and fancy-free like their Blu-rays, but oh well.
It's just dumb. It is completely dumb. I'm really hoping that Activision, you know, sort this out, because apparently the 9-plus page thread on their forum is saying that it's basically now just turned into, where is my debt? Why are these codes working? Why are these codes working? Why are these codes working? As to be expected, right?
Yeah, and save us, Harmonix.
They'll look up and they'll whisper no, okay? topical humor. God, it's awesome. So, Alexis, do you have anything to rant about? Or are you all ranted out?
I don't think I have anything to rant about. Let me think. I won't rant, but I guess I'll just promote things.
We're open to suggestions. Go on. What do you want to promote?
Yeah. I'll hand you the money bag later. It'll come in the mail. Anyway, follow my Twitter at twitter.com/electrix. You can follow my blog at gamespot.com/users/electrix. You can see my Halo Wars review there, as well as my Skate 2 review from January or February, whenever that was.
Fantastic. But yes, you should also follow. Yeah, I know we're getting way off topic here, but I guess we'll go on for maybe a few more minutes about this. Twitter, I'm just stunned that everyone has like gone onto Twitter lately. It's just amazing.
It's fantastic. Well, maybe it's fantastic. Stick around in my blog sometime this week for a blog about Twitter.
Dude, you're stealing my goddamn ideas. God damn it. I blog about Twitter first. You owe me. Don't you dare bring that up again.
Twitter in my blog. It's happening.
Sunday.
Ooh, bring your truck, bring your trailer.
Exactly. I'm actually really stunned because apparently you've actually received a really good honor from Twitstick, who actually kind of create little images that you can chuck onto your signature for forums and whatnot. I mean, you've actually received a really cool honor from them, haven't you?
Yeah, it surprised the hell out of me. In my first week that I started adding my signature to GameSpot, I've received over 4,500 hits on that, and I'm ranked number 4.
And it's really... Sorry, I hate interrupting, but it's really kind of cool, as you know, just Alexa was like, I kind of helped out with that, which is actually kind of cool. I kind of helped out, which is really cool.
Yeah, I couldn't have done it without you, though.
Yeah, I know. Speaking of which...
All my fans.
Yes, all your fans. And a lot of people... speaking of Twitter, a lot of people wondering, where's the level 3... if there's a level 3 Twitter. There isn't. Apparently someone did register a level 3 Twitter of the account that is level 3, but that's not us. So, I mean, I'd love to create a level 3 Twitter account, but what's the point since, you know, I kind of don't really know stuff. Apparently it would be better if some, like, you know, Jason and or Jamie and or the drunken editor would actually get their Twitter accounts and, you know, start posting stuff like, you know, this week on level 3, we ate Sony,
here's last week's show again.
Exactly. So I guess that actually would be kind of useful, really. All right, that's it for this week. I'm gonna go off. I'm gonna go get some lunch. I'm gonna go watch some more Australian movies, and then I'm gonna go back on my computer so I can start yelling out for the Emperor.
Just one more thing to everyone listening. I'm sorry. We're sorry for the first half of the podcast and how crappy it was.
Yeah,
I just had some technical issues.
Just a few technical issues. That's a lovely way of putting it. So, yeah, I guess until next week, guys, triumph or die!